Now, a manhunt continues in Auckland this morning for the gunman who shot dead a man on Ponsonby Road on Sunday night. Police are describing the man as extremely dangerous and saying he shouldn't be approached. Cordons on Ponsonby Road were lifted yesterday afternoon, and a short blessing took place on the spot where the man was killed. Finn Blackwell reports.
The shooting has shaken local retailers and residents. Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown has expressed his shock, saying his thoughts are with the victim's family. He says the council has been trying to take steps to address safety in the central city.
We've put 20 groups of staff out there, but really it isn't really the mayor's job to be policing the city. There's got to be more help.
The police have made an urgent appeal to the public to help identify the gunman. Detective Inspector Chris Barry says someone must know who he is.
I think the images are of a reasonable quality, that someone out there is going to recognise this person. So it could be a parent, it could be a sibling, another relation, a friend or an associate. And what we need is for someone that does know who this is to pick up the phone and let us know who he is, also if possible where he is.
Inspector Barry says the shooter had been in Chapel Bar where he had been declined entry. He says police are continuing to work through CCTV footage, but it's not clear whether they're dealing with a random or targeted attack.
Too early to put firm labels as to what the motivation for this offending is, but at this point in time we haven't established what the offender's motive is.
Inspector Barry says the gunman, who it's believed had concealed the gun in a bag, fired several shots, and it's lucky no one else was injured. Without giving any details, he says people have come forward with information about the man, and the urgent priority is to find him.
We are deeply concerned that he does remain out in the community. We don't know at this stage who he is, and the best possible outcome for us is for us to detain him as soon as possible, and that is going to mitigate the risk to the public.
Meanwhile, locals are still trying to come to terms with what's happened. Jan Farry says she was shocked by the scene as she tried to get into work yesterday.
I mean, a lot of people walk these streets sort of in the evenings and stuff because there's so many eateries and things around, so it's a real worry that, you know, it can happen.
Retailers along Ponsonby Road have also expressed their shock and sadness. The general manager of the Ponsonby Business Association, Vivian Rosenberg, says they send their condolences to the family of the victim. Police have said there will continue to be a strong police presence in the area.
Finn Blackwell with that report.